Side B Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM. Feature classic and independent hip-hop every single Sunday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can also check out Select the Bomb Bomb Jam Rock Radio every Sunday, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. on WPRB 103.3 FM. You can also check us out online at WPRB.com. On the phone I have, when you hear this joint, man, I don't know what. When I first heard this, it was crazy. Caller, you there?
Yo, what's good, homie?
Now, who is this?
Philly Dennis, man. World famous MOP. Always on deck, brother.
What's going on, family? How you been doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm just out here just working, man. Hustle mania for me, you know?
All right, you know what? Let me set it up the right way. Hip-hop legend, still doing this thing. One half of MOP, Mr. Billy Dance. How you doing, sir?
That was a nice one, brother. I like that one. I should have that standard now. That's how I want to be addressed at all times.
That's what's up. Classic independent hip-hop status, man. So how you been doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just out here working hard, man, trying to, help the artists around America and other countries get in the game now. So, you know, we're doing this Raps United Nation thing, which is coming along crazy. Getting a lot of feedback from it, a lot of good feedback. Got 14 countries involved and got artists everywhere in the world. So we running this thing, man.
Now, I was on the phone with you on the DJ conference maybe like a couple weeks ago. Right. And, you know, we were building. Shout out to Nasty Ness out there. You know, he hooked us all up. Now, tell everybody what you're involved in, because it's kind of unique, especially from an artist of your stature, from an artist of your status. You see what I'm saying? Because you could be out here like doing your own thing, but you had like a very interesting story behind that. So can you tell people how you got involved?
Well, here it is, man. Like, you know, I've been everywhere in the world pretty much, and I've noticed there's talent everywhere in the world. Like, right. In those little back blocks in New Jersey, where dudes are down there just doing their thing, and nobody's paying attention to them. Being an artist myself, an international artist, I have been blessed to be able to touch people all around the world and listen to some of these artists. And I said, you know what? Let's try to do something. The best way in my head to do it is to do it all together, because there's artists. When you hear some of the artists that we have, you can listen to them and you can tell that they did not just start doing this. They got this mastered. They're doper than, they're just as dope as the artist that's getting play on the radio right now. And why not give them a shot? So I figured I'd take the 20 years of connections and experience that I have and connect with people like yourself that's running shows, radio shows, and other people around the world and help these cats get put on, man. That's all we got to do is do it together. You know what I mean? You know, some of these little cats, they don't understand that. So and they're selfish because people are naturally selfish in one way or another.
Right.
So they feel like, you know, it should be about me. It should be about me. This is called Raps United Nation. And if we cannot do it together, I guarantee you would not get done. If you could do it by yourself, you'd have been done it.
That's what I'm saying? Now, with this project that you're working on, not trying to like, because hip hop is a competitive nature of but where do you see most of the talent coming from out of your many travels? Where do you see most of the talent coming from these hip hop artists?
Well, you know, you can't say, because it's dope cats everywhere you go.
Right.
You know, we got there's a cat over there in Jersey named Santino.
Okay.
Who he put a track on the first wave, because we continue to do these waves. He put a track on the first wave, which is crazy. We had that track playing in 14 countries. It was playing in Croatia. We sent them the drops for the DJs in Croatia, because they all, you know, sent feedback and asked for drops and all that. And he called us and was like, dude, where is this at? I'd never heard of Croatia. You know what I'm saying? So, but then there's other cats that's in that's down south or either out in Brooklyn or everywhere. So you can't really say where you find the best talent at or the most talent at, because it's talent everywhere. This is only wordplay. It's easy to put words together. What makes it dope is the way that you the way that you spit the bars, the way that you deliver it. You know what I mean? It's only but certain so many words in the English language. So how could I say something Nas has never said, or how could Nas say something that Fame has never said?
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the way that we position the words and deliver the flow. That's it. The biggest thing in this business now, and we all know this, and this is all disrespect intended to who don't like what I say.
Right.
A lot of the artists out here don't have the talent. They weren't, and it's not really their fault, because we were trained by the best.
Right.
And we were trained to try to be the best. It was all friendly competition when I got in the game. We had Wu-Tang, Onyx, Snoop Dogg, the whole Dog Pound, you know, a few other cats, Biggie, Jay, M.O.P., and it was all just friendly competition. So we didn't want to be better than the artist. We just wanted to do a song better than that because we were inspired by that song. Now they have these records where it's either a dance record, which is no problem with that.
Right.
But lyrically, they do not match what we come up under. So nowadays, with that being said, nowadays it cannot possibly be about being dope. It's just about perception. And the perception that we have is exactly what it is. Raps United Nation, we global. And can't nobody do nothing with that.
Now, you mentioned about a wave, the first wave. Can you explain to the artists and to the listeners out there, what do you mean by the wave?
The wave is, it's the project.
Okay.
It's the wave. The first wave came out February 15th. And once we put it out, we just waved it around the world. It hit Canada first. It hit London. It hit France. It went out to Germany. So we pushed it. We waved it all the way through across the world as far as we can get it. And which it all it hit 14 countries. The second wave, same thing, was with a DJ Unique, who's a pretty big club DJ out in New York, and he played on some radio stations and all of that. We put the second wave out, same response. With those two waves, we were able to get deals on the table, and that was a six, seven month span. We were able to get deals on the table for six different artists, and Sony has given us a label deal.
Really? So,
yeah, oh yeah, dog. We're about to put artists out on our label, which is the parent and company to Raps United Nation, and it's called We Build Hits. We're about to put artists out on We Build Hits Records in November. So, dog, the goal here is to keep pushing, because how can the industry is an army.
Right.
That's how I look at it. And the only way you can fight an army is with an army. It doesn't make a difference how tough you are. You can be the toughest dude in your neighborhood, but if your entire neighborhood is against you, you can't win.
You know
what I mean? So now the entire industry, in my head, the entire industry is against these unsigned artists that got this super talent. The big artists do not want you to come in and take their spot.
Right.
So, and because they're the money, they're the people that generate the money in the industry, the heads of the companies are going to always keep them in place until somebody else slipped through the cracks. So we build our own army, and we push at the same time. The industry can stop 2 or 3 to 5 to 10 people if they're separated. But how can they stop the entire population of unsigned artists in America? It can't happen.
You're right. On the line, we have my man, Billy Dance from MOP, talking about Raps United Nations. Now you did say something about the industry. Now, how was that? Are you getting like a lot of feedback from like industry heads saying, yo, you know, you're really doing something, you know, I see you trying to change the game? I mean, like what's the feedback on that?
Well, let me just say this. It's I'm getting both sides of it.
Okay.
On Christmas Day, before we even put the first one out, mm-hmm. because we had so much attention going on around it, the vice president over at Red Distribution, this was Christmas Day. I got off a plane from Germany, and the vice president had texted me, I see what you're doing with Raps United Nation. We need to talk. Call me next week. So what this means is, this is the vice president.
Okay.
This ain't the A&R cat. This ain't the chick at the front desk that answers the calls. This is the vice president on Christmas Day. So what that meant was, this man could possibly have been in his living room opening up gifts with his family, and he had Raps United Nation on his mind. You know what I'm saying? Just a couple of days ago, I get a call from a golf course. The call came from the golf course.
I was about to say, you playing golf?
Nah, not me, dog. The call came from a golf course. It was a gentleman who sits right next to Jimmy Iovine and Interscope Records. And he told me that he sees what's going on with Rapture United Nation and we should talk, you know? So, like, we're getting attention from everybody, and that's all you need. That's all the artists need. I keep trying to tell them this. All you need is attention. If you sit there and you create that banging record right. and you play it for the eight dudes that you hang out with until it burn out and you don't do nothing else with it, it's not going to go anywhere.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to promote these records, and this is why we all do it together. Like, I got a point person in Japan. I got a point person in New Zealand, in Australia, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Sweden. You know, all these other places, we got a point person there. So I'm not just flying the records out, yo, I'm flying the records out and try to hope somebody catch on. Nah, we got a person there that's working this, every project that we do. You know what I mean? That's the only way it can work. And the talent is you know, I mean, I'm handpicking the records myself.
Okay.
I'm sending them to you know, I'm talking to Premier about them. I'm talking to Fame about them. I sent a few to Busta Rhymes, see what he think, if he like them. You know, it's kind of like a committee. We got kind of like a committee
okay.
where we decide that this record is crazy, so we got to go on the project. And for the most part, dude, like I said, man, you know, in 7 months, six deals on the table for six artists, a label deal. And we're up to the fourth wave is coming out November 15th. The third wave just came out August 15th with me and Doo Wop. Crazy records on there. So, you know, and we've been getting a lot of support from the DJs and websites and blogs and all that. So, you know, we can't stop. There's no way I can stop now anyway. I'm in too deep, dog. I ain't been asleep since December.
That's what's up. Now, how can artists... Because this is the one thing I wanted to try to get straight. Okay. Now you trying to group artists like MCs with producers like from overseas, or can it just be independent stuff from local producers, local MCs? Yeah. Like, can it be a mixture of that?
Yeah. No, that's what we want. We want original records from whatever record that you have.
Okay,
you can record the record. A year ago, if it's dope, it's still dope. The masses haven't had that record yet. So send the record in. As far as producer goes, we also work with producers in a whole nother way, where we do have the We Build Hits website, where we're going to revamp it now, but we're going to put producers up there and allow kids to come in and just download their tracks and put the tracks together. Right now, we have like Pete Rock, DR Period, Easy Mo B, Jazzo, Heat Makers, Ninth Wonder. Okay. So we got big producers up there that allow the kids to come to the site, download tracks. And here's the kicker.
Okay.
We don't want the artist to do the whole record. So, you know, say you get a kid out of Jersey, or basically he's representing America. He get on the record. If the producer like it, he'll keep it. Now we need a kid from Germany to get on the record. That'll be the second verse. We
got
get a kid from the UK to get on the third verse. That's, you know, that's the whole song. It's called We Build Hits. And we build the record. And it's like we're cheating. I'm going to say it. You know, it's like we're cheating because we got DR Period, who sold 30 million records around the world. He's the one that produced the track. And then I'm handing the track to people like yourself that'll, you know, just me handed a DJ the track to go, okay, let me pay attention to some Bill guy that was produced by Pete Rock or DR Period, and they're gonna play it. This all the artist gotta do is bring your A game.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. You know what? You have a lot of artists. The phone lines is growing crazy right now. Are you gonna like do any like showcases or shows, any like just to showcase like the artists in the up and coming future?
Of course. Right now we got I think 17 parties lined up. We got a few in Canada, a few in Germany, a few. I just got off the phone with you. I almost was late for this call because I had a cat from the UK call me. We're setting up parties there. We're setting up parties in Portugal as well. So we got about 17 parties in total right now that we're going to do. We're setting up to do parties in America. We'll do it after the fourth wave, which will be November 15th. And the wave is actually right now, the one that's coming out November 15th, like right. It's open, so artists can submit tracks right now. And we'll get right back to you and put this whole thing together. So, you know, it's going to be big, baby.
Hey, look, not to twist your arm or anything, but I'm telling you right now, in the Philadelphia area, in the Jersey area, North Jersey, South Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, Trenton, New Jersey, it's a lot of hungry cats out here, man, that have good music. You know, you should do, like, when you set up your showcases in the, for the over here in the States, you should do one in Philly.
Oh, I'm definitely going to do one in Philly.
Let's talk about it.
Let me go ahead and take my hats off to an artist down in Philly that we're dealing with that came and gotten down with us, that he's actually got on the waves. And this is what people don't know, and I probably shouldn't say this on the air, because what I want to do is I want to make sure that the artist is serious. So yes. We allow them to get on the waves first, and then we kind of pull them off the waves and give them a deal.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? So I probably shouldn't say that, because I need to see how serious people are first. But I'm excited right now. So anyway, let me get back to my man over in Philly. His name is Lucci Lona.
Okay.
And Lucci is incredible, dude. When I say incredible, he's incredible. So he's one of the artists who we're going to put out in November. Real, real good, humble dude. I mean, he's Philly, so you know he ain't no pushover or whatever.
Yes, sir.
And the dude got talent. When I say talent, it's just raw talent. Like, you can't front on talent. You know, they saying now the record industry is more about image and all of that, which I see that it is. But you still going to have to show your talent at some point.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we got cats that's ridiculous on that mic. You know what I mean? So, in November, you guys will see, like, the artist that's coming out on the label and the other artist that we got on the six different deals for, they're not even on our label. So we don't just put the projects out and be like, nah, only the good artists can come to us, or the artists, you know, we pick artists for us and that's it. No, I personally take the project to, when I go to New York, because I don't live in the city, but when I come to the city, I personally put a knapsack on my back, threw it in the car, drove down to New York, and I went to every record label there, and I put the CD on the desk, and I talked to not the A&R, I talked to the president or the vice president about these artists, and that's how, you know, the deals came about. So I do that with every project. I take it to, if I'm in LA, I'll run around to the labels in LA, and this is major labels and independent labels. We just need to make sure we keep the artists in people's face, and that's our job. That's what we're going to do. You know what I mean?
How can people get in contact? How can artists, serious artists, get involved in this, man? Because this is something major right here.
Well, all the artists have to do is you can just, go to rapsunitednation.com. And this is only for the U.S. wave. We're revamping the site in the next week or so. But only for the U.S. wave, and we call it the fourth wave.
Okay.
You go right to rapsunitednation.com, and you'll see, you know, it'll be a tab there where it says submit for next wave. And you just click the tab, and you'll have all the info right there. And you know, you'll have the email address and everything. You know what I mean?
Hey, so my last question, and I know that, you know, you're promoting Raps UnitedNation.com, but when are we getting that next MOP album?
Oh man, that's crazy. I just got off the phone with Premier last week, and I talked to Fame yesterday, so we're gonna go in and start putting the records together. So it's gonna be a full MOP and Premier album, no other producers.
Ooh.
We may have a few features, and that's it.
Like the Foundation?
Of course.
Ooh.
Of course.
That's one of my favorites. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
Billy.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for coming on. It's rapunitednations.com. Go out and check that out, man.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I'm sorry, fam. If, like, I talk to the artist myself directly, I only put a middleman there if there's something, not even a middleman, there's something else that needs to be taken care of because I'm doing a lot. So I also offer, like, you know, anybody want to Skype or whatever, anybody got Skype out there, any artist that got Skype and want to talk, you can hit me directly at run is r.u.n.nation on Skype, and I'll pick right up and we can go ahead and chop it up, man.
Hey, look, I want to thank you for coming on, and you know, also tonight, because I'm gonna chop this interview up and put it on put it online at Twitter and Facebook and my blog sites. But I'm going to send, because I got your direct email,
right.
email address, I'm going to send you a couple artists from Jersey and Philly that I know you're going to like.
Dope.
And look, man, I want to thank you for coming on, man. Look, when you get that Philly thing going, we got to yeah. build. You know that, right?
Definitely, bro. Definitely, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you some of Lucci's records.
Yes,
I
sir.
Want you to hear Lucci. This dude, when I say, man, this dude got a record called Like a Star. And as an artist, I'm a straight dude. So,
right.
And this is when I'm really, like, going nuts over an artist. When I hear a record and I say to myself, why didn't I think of that? Or I wish I would have did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lucci make me feel. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The dude is incredibly dope. His wordplay is crazy. He got style out the wazoo, and I can't wait for the world to hear him, man. So we're gonna put him out in November, and it's going to be ridiculous, bro.
That's what's up. I want to thank you for coming on again. The website is called rapsunitednations.com. Please go out and check that out. Serious artists only. I want to thank you, Billy, for coming on, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me, man. And anything also, too, you yourself, like drop scripts, all that, man. We got artists around the globe that's, you know, they're ready to work. So send us some drop scripts. We would like to create a record for you, too, if you, you know. Here's the process that we asking DJs to do, because we want everybody involved. Just you know, I'll send you the links to the waves. Just listen to the artists and just grab three artists that you would want to put a record together for you, and we'll go ahead and get it done for you.
That's what's up. Hey, look, after when I get out of here, then we're gonna chop it up some more on the telephone and on email, because I'm gonna send you some crazy records. All right.
Dope. Thanks, fam. I appreciate it.
All right, no doubt.
Salute.